Two iconic minds showcase their wit, wisdom, and beliefs when Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati presents the regional premiere of Freud's Last Session by Marc St. Germain. The play's been described as an evening of high-stakes intellectual sparring, and it's centered on an imagined conversation between the father of modern psychology, Sigmund Freud, and the visionary writer C.S. Lewis. It's my pleasure to chat this evening with two actors who are portraying these iconic men, Bruce Cromer and Barry Mulholland. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Just for the sake of those who are only listening, can you please introduce yourself, your name, and which of the roles you're playing?
My name is Bruce Cromer, and I play C.S. Lewis.
And I'm Barry Mulholland, and I play Sigmund Freud.
To set the scene, so to speak, could you each describe where your character is in their lives and careers at the time of this imaginary meeting?
It's September 1939. The war is starting to hit home to England. C.S. Lewis is a professor at Oxford. He's in his early 40s. He's just starting his writing career, in a sense. He's just starting to become known for his writing on Christianity. And he is an atheist who's lately been converted to the Christian faith.
Sigmund Freud is just, the play takes place just 2 weeks before his death. He had oral cancer, okay. And as a result, he, probably the last 16 or 17 years of his life, he had 33 operations and was in a great deal of pain.
Also a renowned atheist.
Yes.
What kind of research did each of you do, or preparation?
I knew very little about C.S. Lewis, and I'm still learning. My home computer went on the fritz, and it's amazing how much that has become for an actor, an essential tool. Yeah, I've learned a lot just us sitting at the table for 2 days and discussing things. And now you get more and more interested about where certain lines come from, lines of argument. It's a fascinating process. It just slowly pulls you in. For me, it's reading about the man more than his writings.
The first thing I did, probably like Bruce, was read the book upon which this play is based, The mm-hmm. Question of God by Armand Nicolay.
Can you talk a little bit about that book, what it's about or how it's structured?
It's written by a man who was giving a series of lectures at Harvard for several years on faith versus reason. The class was fairly popular, but when he decided to start presenting it in terms of the beliefs of Freud versus the beliefs of Lewis, suddenly its popularity became huge, and it's become sort of a mainstay on campus for decades now. And so he decided to write the book. Marc St. Germain actually, I think, took the class when he was a student there and eventually wrote this play based on the
book. And there's a PBS series that I've been watching. It's just fascinating. But it, again, has actors enacting Freud and Lewis, at one point facing off with each other, though, again, we're not sure that the men actually ever met. But they also have a panel of experts, different faiths, beliefs, including agnosticism and atheism, discussing about these very issues. It's a fascinating series, about 7 episodes. But you see people of good minds, good hearts, talking about the same thing that in this play Freud and Lewis square off on.
You've swung open the door there to talk about what are some of these issues without spoiling anything else.
They touch on sex and God. Politics and God.
Is a God, why does God allow man to suffer? We're on the verge of this World War II, which even the men don't know about. Lewis fought in World War I, so he knows the horrors of war. But why does God allow suffering? The suffering of man creates on other men, the suffering that nature creates on man himself, that becomes a key part of the debate discussion.
I hear it's civil.
Oh, it's very civil. I mean, we talk about that often, about one of the things that's so appealing about the play in this age of culture wars and shouting heads on television, on all the panel shows and news programs, that one of the appealing things about it is that it's such a civil discourse, even in the midst of great fundamental disagreement.
One of the acting challenges, I think, that I'm still facing is, again, something within the English character. It's a stereotype, but I think it's true, and also that period, them being less American in terms of all-out battle, that they are more civil, reserved, intellectual, and courteous of each other. And Michael Haney, our director, often talks about, in a sense, it was an age more of rhetoric, of spoken language, instead of sound bites and personal attacks.
Which is not to say that there isn't conflict in the play. I mean, we were talking the other day at rehearsal about the fact that these are two men who, at this point in their lives, neither of them are probably very used to being challenged. Freud's theories may be arguable, but he doesn't surround himself with contrarians, and C.S. Lewis hasn't achieved the notoriety at this point in his life. He's an Oxford don, probably not challenged very much by his students. But then this encounter occurs, and they definitely challenge each other. And this challenge results in some conflict, and there is a flaring of some tempers. But it also ultimately results in a real bond that forms between them.
What I read was that prior to their imaginary meeting, and just to clarify, you do meet on stage. But
yes.
The imaginary meeting is the fact that, there's no historical record.
Supposedly there was a note in one of Freud's memoranda book or something like that, that on a particular day he was going to be visited by a young, I think, Oxford professor.
Yeah.
But we don't know if it was Lewis or not.
But C.S. Lewis had condemned Freud in a book or a paper,
yes,
an article.
And so in a sense, the setup for the play is Lewis is afraid he's being called on the carpet by this world-renowned and respected man who does have a worldview, a belief system that goes against Lewis's grain. So he comes in very apologetic. It's not a spoiler because it happens with the first 10 minutes of the play. Freud's going to say, no, I haven't read your book.
At this point in time, then, is Freud a more well-known name than C.S. Lewis?
Yes. That's part of the tricky thing, too. It's a younger man, and that's why there is, I think, some courtesy in the beginning. And it's just they do on the fundamental issue of how is life organized? Is there a moral code to the universe? They are in total disagreement.
In doing your research about the character and learning about them through the process of the play, did either of you learn something about them that totally surprised you?
I don't know that it surprised me, but I would say that one of the things I like very much about the play is that it sort of plays against the image that perhaps a lot of people have of Freud as this sort of rigid, cold, inflexible German character. At this point in his life, and certainly in this play, I think it's interesting that he's at his least guarded. He confides in Lewis about some stuff he doesn't even talk to his family about. And as a result, he's also at his most vulnerable, which is, for an actor, pretty interesting. I think he's a great writer and a great thinker. One of the things I find interesting is that the quality of his writings, if you look at a book like Civilization and Its Discontents, for example, it has the feel of someone who's thinking out loud or thinking on paper. And even if you disagree with a lot of the stuff or some of the ideas are no longer in popularity, it's very thought-provoking.
Barry's brought up something, too, that I think it's good dramatic writing. Germain allows the characters to change, so there's little subtle shifts as the arguments go on and these little personal revelations where you find out more about their real life, what's going on behind the scenes, in a sense. What I've really appreciated about Lewis, the way he's written or quoted by Germain, is there's a sense of humor there. And I will say, sometimes I find people who are very religious, there seems to be that sense of being able to throw jests and be the point of some jests. They don't take very kindly to it. But that's what people should know coming to see this. Yes, there's a lot of big questions and heavy arguments, but there's also a surprising amount of humor in the show.
It's been my pleasure this evening to speak with the stars of Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati's upcoming production of Freud's Last Session. We've been with Bruce Cromer, who plays C.S. Lewis, and Barry Mulholland, who portrays Sigmund Freud. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
The play by Marc Saint-Germain opens on January 23rd and runs through February 10th. For more information, visit wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.